Whereas we've been going through the life of David in our services, this morning we wanted to take a time to praise God and thank Him for the things that He has done. And Pastor Price gave you some of the rough stats that we had, around 400. You gave the stats, right? Oh, I'm going to give them then. Okay, all right. I beg your pardon. I'm going to let someone else do that a little later. But we want to, at this time, we wanted to take a few moments and give God thanks for some of the things that He's done through this week. And so we're going to pass the mic around. If you just wave your hand, things that you saw, where you saw God's grace and some of His work, we want to share that with the congregation this morning. I want to say up front, we really, I know that some of the families are here this morning of the young people that worked with us, and we want to thank you for their labors. Man, we just, with Family Fiesta and even not just the clubs, but with Family Fiesta, our carnival on the grounds here for the kids yesterday, we would not have been able to manage without those guys. They were hard workers and did it with such joy and graciousness. We really are appreciative to have some of their folks here. Parents, you've done some really nice things with those guys. They through the rain and some of the obstacles that we experienced this week, they did it with really wonderful attitudes. And man, it's such a pleasure to see those things. We're just grateful to all the workers. I want to take a few moments and let some of you express your thanksgiving to God during this time. Pastor Hager is here. He's got a little remote mic, and so if you have something you'd like to share with the congregation, then we want to give you opportunity to do that. Anyone? We saw many amazing things this week and just want to share it with the church body.
My wife and I, since we're visitors and we just kind of came in and observed what was going on, Scripture says how beautiful it is to see the brethren dwell together in unity. And we just saw such a unifying work going on here with all the different people from all over, as well as the body right here, cooperating together. It just was a beautiful, beautiful expression of the love of God.
Amen.
And
to
the
that.
Labors. And bless Carol with my heart.
We praise the Lord.
Yes. Well, that's Tommy Walden. Where's Carolyn? She went with the Children's Church, didn't you? Yes, Tommy is with us in the Sunday School Hour. He's with the Discovery Center in Abilene, Texas, and came up and brought Rodney Robot, and we had him in the education building over there, and he and Carolyn ministered to the clubs on Friday, to many of the clubs. We're very thankful to have them this week. I tried to get them to come last year, and it didn't work out, and so some of you that knew them, I think, actually called and said, told them what was going on down here, and they graciously came to be with us this time around. It was great having them. Someone else?
Well, I just want to echo Jim's sentiments for all of y'all and the help that you gave us. It was phenomenal yesterday. This is our second year to do the Fiesta, and y'all outdid yourselves from last year, and it was hot, and y'all stuck in there, and I really, really appreciate it, and I hope more than anything else you'll be willing to come back next year. If y'all put the effort into the CEF clubs like you did in Fiesta, I mean, God just done a miraculous thing here this year, so thank y'all very, very much.
What I noticed here was a unity of purpose and what I would consider an investment in eternity. I see this daily now, and I see a greater unification of purpose for our church. And I am so thankful to God for supplying all these workers, especially the fact that we were reaching out to children. And I give Him the praise for that. I don't think there's any way that we as individuals would have ever been that unified. I know I wouldn't have been. And I just thank God for all the help.
We've all been trying to figure out how we can get all these young people to come to school at Texas State or move to San Marcos.
I just want to recognize all the families that were hosting people. Like, for me, it was the Hagers. And I know for me, especially, they had to be patient because, you know, I can be a hard person to live with. And for all the other host families for just extending your doors and, you know, opening your doors for us and allowing us to come and stay here. And, you know, if I can stay with the Hagers, I might come to Texas State.
Our first tip about Julian was that he brought his own iron with him.
I know a lot of things, different things went wrong, like the small things, like we were out on the bus, and some of the brakes locked up, and we weren't able to use the blue bus, but ending up not being able to use that one, a little boy got saved on the other bus when he should have ridden the blue bus, and just the way God worked all that out, and our little boy gets saved on the bus, and that just reminded me of how through all this with the rain and with things that go on, that God is sovereign and that he's going to work out what he's going to work out. And so it's just awesome to see that.
Obstacles are opportunities with sovereign God. We just find it to be true time and again. Someone else.
Know about y'all, but staying up late for like 3 weeks, like the wee hours of the morning, and I know that without the Lord's help that I would have been passed out a long time ago, except for that one day that I couldn't drive. But I just want to praise all the kids that were here, and just for the energy that God gave us all to do what we needed to do, and for everybody coming alongside, and for the classes, for hosting the fellowship last night, and just every need. It was truly amazing. I didn't really have a job to do yesterday, but so I tried to fill in holes, but I was just amazed at the things that no one had thought of, that there was a need, and someone stepped in every time, and it was a beautiful thing. It was really beautiful, and I feel so privileged to be part of it.
Someone else. I got one thing that I wanted to say. Again, the Hashas, Judy's with us this morning, but I remember a number of years ago Lori and I were first coming here. One of the first summers, the first things that we did was get with them and take our youth to Gospel Lakes there in New Waverly, just outside of Houston, and they trained. They worked with our young people. We did a blitz in Conroe, and they went to a great deal of, and have gone to a great deal of expense and time and energy to help train our young people and work with our church. And much of the vision was birthed out of our times with them and their encouragement to us in evangelism to do the five-day club family fiesta. And of course, Hill Country Bible Church, our neighbors next door, they had the summer fest, and we couldn't figure out how to do a Gospel Lakes here, so they gave us the summer fest with idea there at Hill Country Bible Church, and we were able to combine those to do the five-day clubs during the week and then bring them on the grounds for a carnival here at the end of the week. And it's just a great thing that God has done. We want to give Him thanks, and we want to always express our appreciation for the part that God played through the Gospel Lakes and our state CF director, Benny Hash, and his wife, Judy, and their family. Their family ministers together and have been a tremendous blessing to us. So, others. Somebody else?
I just wanted to thank all the team people that came to help us, because there's not very many of us here. That there's just, you know, me and Aaron and a few of us that have been, that know how to do the CEF work and that are here. And so I want to thank all of y'all that came, because without you, we probably would have only gotten 8 clubs done this week. And so I'm just really thankful that we got to get just all over San Marcos worked on, and just thank you so much to the guys that got to come. I know it's good for little boys to, you're just a good example to them, and we don't have very many guy workers here either. So thank you all so much. God's just been really good, and I can't even count how many kids got saved in this week in our club, but it was amazing. And one thing I'm really thankful for is I got to do a Bible study with some teenage girls, and I think 2 of them weren't saved, and the other 2 were, and they kind of walked off saying, well, I'm not sure if I'm going to believe or not, but I'll think about it. And I gave them a Bible, so, you know, a seed was planted there. And even, you know, after we leave, I know God's going to be working still in their lives and in their parents' lives. So keep praying for them.
Right. Tony, you want to give a report there?
Sure.
That's
I came here last year to the Summer Blitz, and then I was here again this year, and I've just been amazed both times by this church and the work that you guys do, the selflessness that everyone that was involved showed. It's just stunning to me, and you know, this isn't a real big church, but you put larger churches to shame with the work that you do and the ministry that you have in this community. It's just amazing, and I just thank God for you guys.
Tony, before you go, I just want to throw something in there. One of the things that was said that hit deepest for me this week was kind of along the lines of what Nick was saying, that they were amazed at our church body, at the joy and the unity with which we work together, and the teamwork that was expressed here through the week. And it's a tremendous thing. So many have taken young people in their homes and driven them through the week. And I don't know how many people took off work to help with the 5-day club family fiesta. But we're grateful for it. And I'm grateful for this wonderful church body. You guys are quite amazing. I'm proud of our young people. They're getting trained and stepping up, and they're learning tremendous things as we've trusted the Lord and stepped out. There's nothing like knowing that kind of joy in labor and knowing God's presence with you. And we've had that experience together, and it's an amazing thing. We're very grateful for Grace Bible Church.
I'd just like to share some preliminary numbers with you guys, and later on, in some weeks to come, we're going to have the official numbers when we have our praise and worship service dedicated to this event.
That is going to be the last weekend in August, a Sunday night, and any of you that can come and be back with us, we would just love to have you here. I believe it's August 20, either 26th or 28th. So, concert of praise, and we'll have pictures of what took place and more stats. Sorry to interrupt.
As you guys know, all of the rain in the forecast, all of the rain that we did have, all the obstacles that were presented to us, we had the cream of the crop here from out of town. We really love you guys, appreciate you. And as you can see, we're adopting all of you guys that have come here. come anytime your home is here in San Marcos, anytime you need it. We had around 35 clubs from two previous weeks, and this past Blitz week, we had around 450 kids in total, and we had around 67 come to Christ. If you really stop and think about all the obstacles we had, the yellow blue bus baby, and all of the rain and everything else that went on, God brought the number of people that He wanted to bring to Himself, and on His own time. And as Susan was sharing, she shared with me earlier that if she was doing this for herself, she would have stopped a long time ago. But we were doing it for Him, and he really blessed us. Family Fiesta today, some of us think, after looking at everything, that we may have exceeded last year's numbers based on what we saw. Even the weather kept those away, but as the pastor said, the skies opened up. We have a beautiful window of opportunity there. We think around 450 came to Family Fiesta. Now, what's amazing about that in its own is the face painting booth that was right outside here. Around five kids came to Christ just during that period. And so that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And so we real quickly, and again, we'll dedicate more of the structure to the concert of praise late this next coming month. There was two individuals that, real quickly, we were having problems with our corn and taco vendor. His prices were very high, and as you guys know, when we minister to the community, a lot of the families, they can't afford to even pay $2 a taco or $3 a taco. This guy set it up here, so we were having a lot of problems. Marty Paul's grandfather overheard, didn't even overhear this. We were in the checking all you guys in last Sunday, and he said to me, brother, I don't know you, I'm Marty Paul's granddad. I really didn't want to come today to leave him. I didn't even want to come and make the trip up to San Antonio. But if you guys need somebody to cook next year, I'm available. And I said, you know what? Thank you so much. But we're actually having problems with the taco window this week. And, man, I love it. You're on for next year. But is there any way you can make it this coming Saturday? He looks at his wife. His wife goes, sure, I'll be here. And he was the hit of the town yesterday, wasn't he? Yes. Those are the kind of things that went on during this time, this past week and the two previous weeks. You can't believe it. Also, we had a huge blessing in all this. The Keith family came down and gave it themselves. She was helping Jesse, and John was helping me with the awning, and it was just a wonderful blessing to have the Keith family. And now, can I have the director of a Fiesta of Christ please come up? Here's your little corn.
Okay, can I have the prize girl come up, please? She's more of a than just a prize girl. She's also my prize girl. Okay, for those of you who don't know, I was the one that jumped up and down on the stage yesterday giving away prizes. I had the best job because I got to see all these happy faces win bicycles and footballs and everything. So I had the best job out there. But I have three prizes left that I have to give out. Let's see. I think, do you have number 409777? 409777? It's like it was yesterday. Okay, well, let me see. Oh, there's three names here. All of them have the same ticket. Aaron? Front and center, please. Aaron was in charge of coordinating all these clubs. And so she's the reason we had all those kids there. Aaron? Right there. You got to stay there. Pam? Pam was the one that organized all the fiesta. And Susan. She'll come on up. Susan's in charge of coordinating all these kids to get them to where they were supposed to go. Okay, now, the first prize. It's a dinner, a $50 gift certificate. It doesn't say it on there. I just have to know what's in here. $50 gift certificate to a 4-star restaurant in Kyle, of all places, Bordeaux's. For Aaron, if you would take that to Aaron. We have the same gift certificate for Pam. Ron, that means that you have to... Oh, he's all happy about that. Now, Susan, I know it would be hard for you to get to a restaurant. I mean, how many children do you have? Is it 10 now? 11, I guess. Anyway, I mean, the babysitter would cost more than the meal at the restaurant would cost. They're up to 19. Okay, so there is something you do need, though. And what we have for you, you don't know what this is. It's a hand-woven hammock from the Yucatan Peninsula. So it's going to be Tony's job, all the tools are here, to hook this up for your wife in a nice shady spot so she can rest and you can take care of everything else going on in the house. Okay? We want to thank all our workers, but we especially wanted to point out these ladies. They've been working on all this since when? Last year this time, for this year. So a big hand for them.
All right. Is there anything else on Fiesta? Just, again, we are so grateful for all that God has done. And for there's so many workers and so many people that have sacrificed and spent such an incredible amount of time in organizing and putting together these events. And God blessed it. His presence was there. And so we really want to thank God and give Him all the praise and honor and glory. And we're mindful of His Word. Apostle Paul said, I labor, striving according to His power, which mightily works within me. And it's a wonderful thing when God's people labor in the Spirit of Jesus Christ. It's a whole different thing. When the world looks on, that has a powerful impact on their lives to see God's people laboring and handling and taking on obstacles with great joy. So thank you all so much, and praise and honor and glory goes to the Lord Jesus Christ, to whom we desire to exalt and magnify, because that's our Heavenly Father's intention and purpose, is to glorify Him. So let's have a word of prayer, and I want to share a few words with you this morning. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time, and Lord, we're grateful again for your goodness, for your hand and presence among us, for all the sacrifices that are made. It's the nature in which you have designed the body of Jesus Christ. He is the vine, and we are the branches. Your grace, your life through us. And may the fruit of the Spirit abound through your people as we fervently love one another and as we strive for unity around the gospel, the good news that has been brought because your Son was willing to come onto the earth and take upon himself flesh and dwell among us. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace. It has been lavished upon your people. And we acknowledge your goodness in Jesus' name. All right, if you'll take your Bibles, I'm going to take just a few moments to look at God's Word. Romans 3, 19 through 28. There's a wonderful passage here. And I would like to speak with you this morning about what it means to be declared innocent. Declared innocent, the Scripture says, are God's people. And You can turn your Bibles there in Romans 3. I have the passage on the screen above here. The Word says, now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be closed, and that all the world may become accountable to God. I want to give testimony this morning that you're looking at one according to the Scripture, and don't walk out, but a person who is guilty of murder, guilty of adultery, bearing false witness, covetousness, and breaking the Ten Commandments in many ways. And, you know, the Scripture, the Bible says, and what the Apostle Paul argues in these verses in Romans 3, 19 and 20, is that the Ten Commandments, the law, is designed to shut our mouths so that no person can boast. No person can declare their innocence before God. You know what I'm speaking about? The Scripture says that in 3:20, the next verse there, because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in God's sight. For through the law comes knowledge of sin.